chapter 28, in which Luke learns the truth.
Hmm,
says Yoda.
What face you make? Look I so old to young eyes?
No, of course not, says Luke. But of course Yoda does look old. Impossibly old. His green skin is pale, and the wrinkles are much deeper than when Luke saw him last. And his long ears are now thin and drooping. And Luke can sense something of the pain inside his old master, though Yoda tries to keep it hidden.
Sick have I become. Old and weak.
But Yoda chuckles.
When 900 years old you reach, look as good you will not. Hmm?
Yoda hobbles across his tiny hut and climbs onto his bed, struggling even to pull up a blanket.
Soon I will rest. Yes, forever sleep. Earned it, I have.
Master Yoda, you can't die, says Luke.
Strong am I with the Force, but not that strong,
Yoda tells him.
Twilight is upon me, and soon night must fall. That is the way of things, the way of the Force.
But I need your help. I've come back to complete the training, says Luke,
though he already knows he is too late for that.
No more training do you require,
murmurs Yoda, sinking into the bed.
Already know you, that which you need.
Then I am a Jedi, murmurs Luke.
Oh,
says Yoda, raising an eyebrow, just as he did with hundreds of headstrong, impatient younglings over the centuries. But this youngling is different than all of those. If this one fails his final test, then the whole galaxy must suffer.
One thing remains,
Yoda tells him.
Vader. You must confront Vader. Then, only then, a Jedi will you be. And confront him, you will.
Master Yoda, is Darth Vader my father?
Rest I need. Yes, rest,
mutters Yoda, trying to pretend that he didn't hear the question. But he heard it. This is not what he had planned to discuss with Luke. This is dangerous knowledge he had hoped to hide from Luke forever. But Luke is too close to the truth now.
Yoda, I must know.
The tired old Jedi rests a moment, gathers his strength, and at last answers Luke's question.
Your father, he is.
Both feel this revelation as a blow, as if they had actually been struck by Vader himself. Luke now knows that his worst fears are the actual truth. He can no longer cling to his hope that Vader was simply lying to him. And with hope gone, fear grows, and so does anger. Anger that this secret was kept from him for so long. Yoda never battled Vader face to face, but he feels defeated by him at last. Despite all of his efforts and all of Obi-Wan's years of vigilance, Vader has gained a great power over Luke. His whole life, he has sought to banish fear and anger. But now, exhausted and dying, he feels both flicker to life. Yoda sinks back, closes his eyes, seeks to control these dark emotions. After a long pause, he speaks again.
Told you, did he?
Yes.
Unexpected this is, and unfortunate.
Unfortunate that I know the truth? Snaps Luke.
No!
Says Yoda, finding enough strength to turn back to Luke. To face him as a master must face a pupil.
Unfortunate that you rushed to face him. That incomplete was your training. Not ready for the burden, were you?
I'm sorry, says Luke.
But he isn't, and Yoda doesn't truly expect him to be. They both know the reasons for Luke's actions. Luke rushed off to save his friends. He let his feelings come before his duty. Now, in these last minutes of his long life, Yoda wonders if Luke might have been right. If perhaps one's feelings are more important than one's duty. Perhaps. But also more dangerous. So very dangerous. He remembers what happened when Anakin Skywalker put his feelings before his duty. He turned to the dark side, became a tool of the Emperor, and set in motion the destruction of the Jedi.
Remember, a Jedi's strength flows from the Force. But beware. Anger, fear, aggression. The dark side are they. Once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate your destiny.
He draws a painful breath.
Luke, do not underestimate the powers of the Emperor, or suffer your father's fate. You will.
Yes. This was the lesson he had waited so long to teach Luke. And just one more thing. One last thing to tell Luke. One final duty for this Jedi who wanted peace, yet spent so many years battling the servants of the dark side. He has one last thing to say that might help to tip the balance toward the light.
Luke, when gone am I, the last of the Jedi will you be. Luke, the Force runs strong in your family. Pass on what you have learned. Luke, there is another Skywalker.
And with that, he is gone. His body vanishes. But Yoda does not quite disappear from the galaxy. He is part of the Force now, as he always has been and always will be.